This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's a football Friday. It's a meat Friday. Hopefully it's a Dan Patrick Show Friday for you. Thanks for allowing us into your life. Princey's not here today. He is dealing with some kidney stones. It's a procedure. So Seton is going to have to hold up that other end of the back row today. Yes, Seton.
He would. This is how many people have become fans of the Dan Patrick Show, by going through procedures such as the one Todd is going through and then maybe being laid up for a little while.
Okay.
And then maybe Todd will fall in love with the show all over again.
Well, all I know is every time Todd goes in for a procedure, he comes out with a tan. It is amazing.
And that's not usually what happens at the hospital.
No, no, no.
There's no beds there.
No. When I went in for, like, my knee surgery or shoulder surgery, I didn't come out with a tan.
You come out kind of pasty and pale.
Yeah, yeah. But Todd comes out with a tan. And, of course, he schedules it for this Friday and a long weekend as well.
Perfect.
There's no coincidence there, right? No. All right, it's a meat Friday. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, what's on the Traeger's? White bean chicken chili. Buffalo wings, barbecue wings, smoked apple pie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this hour, brought to you by the great folks at King's Hawaiian. Slide into the weekend. Slider Sunday. Make it a family tradition. Every Sunday, a Slider Sunday. King's Hawaiian. Phone calls. Operator Tyler is standing by. Solid slate of college football last night, tonight, this weekend. We'll discuss that. David Pollack will join us on loan. Well, he used to be with the mothership, so now on his own, coaching high school football. But the former All-American at Georgia will join us, give us his thoughts on the ACC. Just announced that they're inviting Stanford, Cal, and SMU to join the ACC. Yay! The last half hour that this happened. And it felt like this was touch or go here. ACC, though, decided they're bringing in Stanford, Cal, and SMU. Sometimes less is more. I don't know. This might be a situation where more is actually less for the ACC. If you're Florida State or Clemson, are you more likely to want to stay now? Certainly Florida State. Do you want to stay because Stanford, Cal, and SMU are here? Okay. SMU, I get. You know, SMU is valuable. You want to be in Dallas. But Stanford and Cal, unless you love your Olympic sports, I wouldn't have as much use for Stanford and Cal. Plus, you're talking about the West Coast with the ACC. It does go back to this game of geography. That's what this is about. It's about geography. You want to have schools in certain cities, certain states. That's why I still think Florida State with the Big Ten is something that's maybe on the back burner. You want to be in Florida. You want to be in Texas. You want to be in California. But if you're the ACC, being in California, in Palo Alto and Berkeley, not the same as Southern California. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. We say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. Utah rolled Florida last night. Minnesota over the Cornhuskers of Nebraska at the buzzer. Not a good game, but a fun final couple of minutes there. Utah went to their third-string quarterback, second-string or fourth-string quarterback. It was tough to keep up with the shuffle there, but it worked against Florida. And the ACC, of course, the expansion call this morning. This weekend, West Virginia, Penn State, North Carolina is going to be in action as well. You have that's against South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina. LSU, Florida State, that'll be Sunday night, Clemson and Duke as well. What's the poll question we're sitting on today, Seton?
Dan, right, let's see. It's going to be a big weekend, start of college football. If you could only do one, go to the game or tailgate? That's a classic question.
Ooh.
That's a DP show classic.
Okay.
We might start a new classics section. Just what? Coming up with this on the spot. Poll question classic.
Oh, so callbacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had one yesterday that we've hit a couple of times. They're sort of timeless questions, though. This is a DP show classic. If you could only do one, go to the game or tailgate.
Okay. Right.
Let's say it was not a big football game. Like, what was last night, Marv? What was the game you were at?
NC State, UConn.
Okay.
Which is huge.
That's that's not a hammer of a game.
Well, Connecticut covered, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
But let's say you're rolling with some folks, and they said, we don't have tickets, but we're going to go tailgate.
Were you on the sidelines?
I was.
Okay.
I know on Twitter last night, there were people, is that Marvin? And there's screenshots
of
me yesterday.
Now, did you wear anything DP show related?
I did not, no.
Could you?
I have my newcomer of the year hoodie on. I don't know if that counts, but.
Okay.
Could I? Yes.
Okay. But I don't want you to get in trouble and, you know, have this job in jeopardy.
No.
This side hustle you got going on here.
No. No. Nothing will happen.
Okay.
It doesn't have any, like, networks on it. It just says the Dan Patrick Show.
Would be nice if there's product placement if you're going to be on the sidelines there.
All right, we'll do. Oh, also, Dan Orlovsky told me to tell you hi. I saw him at the game.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky was there. All right.
He's like, oh, got a couple hours off. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. He's a tall drink of water.
He sure is.
He is. He's a tall drink of water. He's about 6'6". Yes, Paul?
Some people are throwing around, should the ACC change its name? Now they change things. Ryan McGee of ESPN said, you don't change the name. You change it to All Coast Conference.
Okay.
ACC.
I like that
All
with
Coast
Ryan.
Conference.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Keep the name.
Bloop, bloop, oh.
Yeah, bloop,
bloop. Keep that.
Bloop.
All right. What's going to happen to the Pac-12, though? Can they somehow, can you align with somebody else, another conference, the Mountain West, if you're going to, and can you still be the Pac-12? Can you still get an automatic berth? If you win the Pac-12 next year, can you still get an automatic berth? That would be what I would be trying to design. Can we do something where we're still relevant that we're going to have one of our schools get into the playoff with automatic berth? All right, we got a lot to talk about. Phone calls are always welcome. What other poll questions do we have?
Dan, we've got stolen bases, underappreciated or not relevant. It really breaks my heart, by the way, as a stolen base fan.
As a Ricky Henderson fan.
As a Ricky Henderson fan, yes.
Ronald Acuna Jr. III is the first player in the history of baseball to have 30 homers and 60 steals in a season. And I believe the first guy in baseball history to have 30, 60, and get married the same day. Thank you, Melissa Etheridge. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Why did Ronald Acuna Jr. III get married yesterday? Was there got married during the day and then went out and hit a grand slam last night. What was the urgency there, Marvin?
The halls are usually cheaper on weekdays than Saturdays and Sundays.
Cost cutting.
Okay, but he couldn't have a reception because he had to go out there and play baseball. I know getting married on a Thursday that you can get the church or you can get a banquet hall. I don't think that's a problem for him, but like, why at the end of August is he getting married? Yes, Eaton.
And it's like to his longtime girlfriend, so it's like probably the kind of thing that you could have planned out for the off season if you wanted to.
I would think so. In November, I think you'd still be in love. Paulie?
Ronald Acuna Jr. and his longtime girlfriend, now wife, Maria Laborde, they've been together for 4 years.
Okay.
But under terms of her Venezuelan visa, Maria had to leave the United States by the end of the week and wouldn't be allowed to return for another 3 months, keeping her and the children away for that stretch, which could include a World Series, an MVP.
Mm.
So that was a... He was under pressure there to get it done. Good work by him.
Okay.
Sounds like there could have been a, you realize before I'm leaving, we're getting married, right? Just FYI.
And then it probably snuck up on him.
Yeah. Thursday!
You know that by the end of August, we have to get married. Okay. All right.
Imagine Acuna, he's up early at the mall over at Zales, knocking on those little doors before they went, I got a game tonight.
Yeah. Every kiss begins with K. You know, he's out there buying his diamond ring. What a stressful time, though. I don't know what it's like now. I've been married such a long time. What it's like to go out there and buy that diamond ring. And they always tell you that it's how many paychecks? Is it 3 months, Marvin? Is that what you did for your wife?
Oh, I didn't. But I think it's.
But you weren't making any money. So,
oh, I sure wasn't.
So 3 months is, that's not, you know, bad.
Yeah, that was like $800.
Yeah, Paulie.
I did not have the biggest savings account at the time when I got engaged. I used 95% of my savings, in all seriousness, because I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't spend a lot on...
How much did you spend?
$7,500 on the ring.
All right.
Which, and, you know, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, that was a good chunk of dough for me. I had $125 left in my savings when I was done.
Seton, ballpark what you paid for your engagement ring?
I can tell you exactly how much I spent.
Okay.
$0.00.
You didn't get her an engagement ring?
No, she came with a like family.
Oh, heirloom?
Heirloom.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
God bless you.
Yeah, and it's a banger.
Too. Good for you.
But there's not a chance in a million years I could ever afford a ring like that. But it was grandmoms and moms.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah.
Marvin, what about you?
$1,200.
$1,200? All right. Yep. I think I spent $2,000 37 years ago. Yes, Seton.
My wife, at the time, and really still to this day, still likes to joke that she's like, what did you even bring to the table? She's like, I had my engagement ring, I had a house, and I had a dog. You just basically moved in, took the dog over, and was like, okay, here's your ring from my family.
You're basically plug and play.
Yeah.
You're a plug and play
husband.
I'm
just saying, it's an ideal situation. No pressure. You're like, no, I'm good. I just had to call her dad and be like, hey, I was going to ask your daughter to marry me, if that's cool, and can I get that ring? And how do I go about getting that ring?
Yeah, Paulie.
Seems like a quarterback in the transfer portal who goes from like a small school. Now he's a quarterback at Bama.
You're Sam Hartman.
You're Sam Hartman.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, this house is yours?
Yeah.
All right. Heck yeah. I'll move in. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have anything, and my wife didn't have anything. Nothing. And I remember all of my money I spent on that engagement ring. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money to begin with, but I didn't have any money for sure. I owed some money, but I was going to get that ring. She wanted that ring. And then I told her when I went back that it had already been sold. So she was surprised when I gave it to her. Yeah, Marv.
And unlike Seton, the rest of us, we started from the bottom, right? So with your wife, oh, you know, my wife's a big Disney person. Oh, you take your wife to Disney? Yup. She was with me. I had nothing to offer. Like, oh, Marv, what do you have? Nothing. That's it.
But a lot of it.
But a lot of nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seton, man.
Good for you,
good
man.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Man. You won.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, at the time, too, I didn't really make a ton of money either. And it's like, so what do you like to do? I don't know, go to Barcelona? Oh, crap.
Is that a burger joint?
That's a restaurant.
Yeah, no, like, oh, you mean the restaurant? She's like, oh yeah, no, I love that too. But like, I'm gonna travel.
Travel. How about South Jersey?
Have you ever been to the Jersey Shore? Yeah. My love. Yeah, I don't even have a passport. What?
What other poll questions are we going to have today? You know what? Let me take a break. We'll come back. We got some phone calls here. Once again, got sidetracked quickly here. But Fritzy is out for today. We hope his procedure is going well, getting his kidney stones blasted. And if you have ever gone through that, you know what that pain is. So I tread lightly with that because I've gone through that twice. Yes, Pauline.
So you could pass them naturally, which is very, very painful. What does blasting mean? Is it like a radiation?
They have to basically dismantle it.
Like a power washer inside your body?
Kind of. And then it allows you to pass it a little bit.
They break
more.
It down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They break it down, but you still get the pleasure of passing them naturally. Yes. There's just a step before that.
And I know, thank God for women, because you guys are incredible. This is supposed to be as close as men get to having a child as far as the pain goes. And I remember being in the emergency room in a fetal position. I was on the floor. And I said to my wife, who has had, four children, and I said, yeah, I think this is as close as I'd get to childbirth. And she goes, let's not make that mistake, okay? And I go, okay. But it is painful. It is very, very troubling. When you get it, you're like, uh-oh, I am in trouble. And then they give you the, oh, no, it's too big to pass. What's that mean? Well, and then they tell you, and you're like, you're ready for tears after that. But Fritzy, we hope you're doing well. He might be under. I don't even know. But we hope he's doing okay. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to phone calls coming up, settle on a poll question, and the ACC is bringing in three new schools, Stanford, Cal, and SMU. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready. Football season is ready. Are you ready? Right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers bet just $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Get in on all the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Life is more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app before kickoff. Use code Patrick. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL bet, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code Patrick. The crown is yours.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, A young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. David Pollack, the former Georgia All-American NFL player, and of course worked with the mothership with College Game Day for such a long period of time. Let me start with the headlines here. What's your reaction to the ACC? They're bringing in Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
Well, you better keep up with the Joneses. I mean, it's got to happen, right? Like, you see the Big Ten making moves. You've seen the SEC, obviously, next year bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, the ACC has to do something. And when you look at their contract, they signed a long-term contract with TV, and it was a bad one. Like, we can go to any business deal you want to go to, Dan. Like, we know it was a bad deal, and they're not making near the money. There's a lot of people in that league that have been wanting out for a while and trying to find a way out. So the league isn't set up in a great spot. If they could bring in some more juice, obviously it might help. Maybe you can do something with your TV deal. But the deal that the ACC has with television is one of the worst in sports.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. You can add, but that doesn't mean, you know, sometimes less is more, as opposed to this time is more seems less.
Well, and just like with the SEC and the Big Ten, like, if you're going to bring in brands, like, you're already a big organization. You're already making a big chunk of money. So, like, SEC, like, who are the teams that would make sense for them to bring in the future? I think there's a couple teams you're going to see. Like, Virginia, to me, doesn't make sense. That market makes sense, but Virginia Tech fits in the SEC. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Their fans, the way they are, that area would be perfect. NC State versus North Carolina, like, that makes a lot of sense. Again, are we gaining a market? And I think that's what you got to gain a market so you can gain money and make the television go up. Well, that's where I don't know if they're going to be doing that. But I do know that right now everybody's going, how the heck do I survive? Because the Big Ten and the SEC, they're the power brokers. They're controlling this whole thing. They're going to be okay. How do I make sure I'm okay?
More likely to leave the ACC, Florida State or Clemson?
I would say Florida State. I think Florida State would be it. If I'm the Big Ten, like, that's a market I would want to go down into and get, man. I got to get Florida. Like, I think that would be a huge coup for the Big Ten. I think that would make a lot of sense. I think that's something that we might see in the future.
This is the last year with the current playoff system. How is that going to change philosophies when it comes to scheduling, that you can have a couple of losses and probably still squeak into a 12-team playoff? Or does it change anything?
Well, I think everybody who wants more parity, Dan, I don't know that this changes that, because we're all going to be looking at the same teams in the end anyways. Like, last year we could have written it up any way you wanted to. You probably were going to get to a similar outcome regardless. You're still going to see the power teams in there. But I think the home field thing is going to be dope. Like, I think it's going to be cool to see home field advantage for a college football game. That will be really, really cool. I think what it will do, which will be cool, Dan, is late in the season, more teams are in the mix, less predictability. Like, a lot at the end of the, you're going to watch these championship games. You're like, oh man, like, they could sneak in and be the 12th seed. Like, teams that get hot at the end of the season, you know, they could be a viable threat maybe now to the college football playoff, as opposed to what we've seen in the past. So I think Listen, we did it because of money. We know that. Like, more money, more viewers, you know, by expanding it. But I think more teams being in the mix, more teams getting in the playoffs, playoff home games, I think all of that will be good for college football.
But we sort of know what college football is every year. It's the most predictable sport we have of all the major sports. It's always going to be, you know, two SEC schools are going to be in there. You may have Ohio State or Michigan. Throw in maybe Notre Dame or Clemson. Nobody has a problem with the predictability of college football, do they?
No. I mean, I don't. You don't. Some people think that – here's the thing, though. I think a lot of fan bases, Dan, would be like, heck yeah, we're in this thing at least. At least we have a chance. Like, a lot of people aren't given a seat at the table year after year. Cincinnati's the only team from a non-power, you know, five that got in the thing. Like, how many teams are going, like, I'd love to just see my team get a chance. Is it going to disprove any miss? Probably not. But at least you'll have a seat at the table for some of these teams that, in a Final Four scenario, would never had a seat at the table.
We're talking to David Pollack. He was a three-time All-American at Georgia, former ESPN college football analyst. Has that sunk in yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. football season being here, Dan. You know, I'm coaching high school football, which is so cool, man. And the football's in the air and it's just fun to have football back. But no, it's definitely a change of pace for me, a change of lifestyle. I'm sure you can relate, like just going from being so busy and traveling, you know, so much to now. Like last night, I'm watching the Florida-Utah game. I'm like, I ain't got nowhere to be. I wish I could turn off the lens of how to watch a game. And I would love to be a fan and just like watch. But I'm like, no. Like, golly. Like, what does this mean for Billy Napier's reign? Like, what does this mean for Florida? Like, if you switch coaching staffs, this game would be totally different. Like that, you know, Utah's maybe not as talented as Florida, but look how well coached Utah is and how, I mean, they know exactly who they are, what they are. So my brain still works that way. But football season is definitely going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, College Game Day lost a big member there with you because you brought energy there. And, you know, it'll be – this is going to be tough. You know, every fall you get that feeling of – and you did this as a player where your body tells you it's time to play football. Your body's going to tell you – you know, it's time to do College Game Day. It's time to get on the road. It's time to do what you would do for, you know, 5 or 6 months out of the year.
Well, and that's why I started coaching high school football last year. And because I got to get in kids' lives. Like, I got to really make a difference. I loved what I did on camera, but that was, I'm just talking. You know, I don't have a lot of interaction. And so getting in these kids' lives and now coaching them and coaching the defensive line. And like I'll ride the bus tonight, Dan, to South Forsyth from North Oconee. Like it's not going to be a glamorous like chauffeur ride, but it's going to be awesome. Like they gave me a headset, which was so cool. I was on the, like we had our first game 2 weeks ago against a rival. There was a seven team in the state and North Oconee, that power T took care of business. But they gave me a headset and it was just so cool now to get in the world of, oh, this is what you're thinking. This is how you're thinking ahead. This is how you're doing this. And so when I broke my neck, football got taken away, but it came back in a different form. Football will never leave my life. Like it has been one of the biggest blessings and best things that ever came into my life, and it will stay in my life.
How did Georgia, your alma mater, pass Alabama?
I think Kirby learned a couple things a few years ago. Kirby's always been disciplined. He's always been tough. He's always been able to recruit like that dude. You listen to Kirby. I think he would blow people's minds if you listen to Kirby in a room of recruits and how that dude can work a room and get the pulse and knows how to relate to mamas and daddies and little girls, everything. But the biggest thing Kirby learned was he had all that stuff already. He learned how to get players to now love each other. He learned 1 + 1 = 3. Like he learned that taking them away from football and building this and building, you know, camaraderie and love of teammate. Like he really learned that. I think that was the biggest differentiator between him being a really, really good coach and now being a great coach on his way to being an all-time great coach was that it's more than just discipline, hard work, toughness. We've got to be together in a team and we've got to love each other and fight for one another.
If I gave you Caleb Williams or the field for the Heisman?
The field, easily. Like, that's not even a debate for me. Here's the thing. Dan, you know how this goes with voters. And all these different people that vote, there's a lot of votes out there. They don't want to do a two-time winner again. Like, that's a part of the formula. That's going to be into it. You got to be in the national championship landscape again. USC's defense, are they going to keep him in it? They haven't in the past. I don't think it's probably – I think it's going to be more of the same this year. He'll be exciting. He'll be dynamic. He'll be at the top of the draft board. But I'll take the field. And I'll tell you what, one guy off the radar, I think Carson Beck from Georgia, his odds are through. Like I think it's like plus 1,300. Like, go put some scratch down on that. Like, because they're going to be in the national championship picture. He's going to play at a high level. He's got Brock Bowers and a bunch of – skill players around him. He's going to win a ton of football games. He looks like he could be a superstar, and he's a guy that I think might be in New York.
Great to talk to you again. If you need an outlet any Friday, let us know. You got things on your mind. You want to talk college football. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, Dan.
Thank you, buddy.
See you.
David Pollack. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst, former NFL VP of officiating. We figured we'd check in with him, see if there's any new rule changes we need to be aware of. What's the one that we need to be aware of next Thursday so we don't go, oh, my God, when did they do this?
I think the one that I think is might take some people aback a little bit is on kickoff, and it might happen on the opening kickoff Thursday night. We'll see. You're going to see a possible fair catch by the returner, and everybody's going to go, what? Why are you fair catching a kickoff? Because you're going to get the ball at the spot, but the rule changed. And now if you signal for and complete a fair catch inside your own 25-yard line, the ball will come out to the 25. So that's a significant rule change. It's designed to reduce the number of kick returns, and I think that's one we're going to see. We didn't see it a lot in the preseason, but I think we're going to see it more in the regular season.
What about punt returns? Any conversation on reducing punt returns? Because I feel like you have as many injuries, if not more, on a punt return than a kickoff.
That does. The data is saying that, look, the kick return has had a higher rate of injury in recent years. That's why the league has gone toward more of just trying to reduce the number of returns. And I think the punt is the next play that the league is looking at. And you're seeing more injuries, whether it's head neck, whether it's soft tissue injuries. And I think they're looking at ways to reduce that, because health and safety is whenever you look at rules changes, it always starts with health and safety. And I think the punt, absolutely, it's kick returns, then punt and punt return, the league is going to take a good look at.
We see these guardian helmets, and we're using them in training camp. What's the holdup of trying to use those in actual games?
No question. I think we're going to see this. Look, if it's about health and safety, then, and these are used in practice to limit head and neck, the concussive blows or subconcussive blows, then I think it only makes sense to figure out a way to use them in game. And I think that's something we're going to see, and it could be in the near future. And I think that's, again, it's moving toward helping just eliminate unnecessary risk for the players.
The tush push play competition committee was split on that issue. Jalen Hurts certainly ran that to a lot of success with the Eagles. Why were they split on whether they were going to keep this or not?
I think that there were two schools of thought on this. There's one school of thought that, look, this is not illegal. This is if you can do it the way the Eagles did it, good for you. You know, it's within the rules, and they were obviously successful. I think there's the other side of that, the flip side is, you know, again, the safety issue. You know, you've got all these bodies, you're pushing the quarterback, people pushing from behind, defensive players trying to get at the quarterback. What is the defense going to do? Are they going to start to go low and try to submarine the offensive lineman? And it's not a particularly, you know, aesthetically pleasing play. You think of the NFL and what makes it so great. You know, you think of Lynn Swann in slow motion making an incredible catch, in the Super Bowl or things like that. And this is more, not that rugby isn't an incredible game, but this is more of a brute force type play. And the committee was split. I think we're going to see more of it. There were 90 direct push plays in 2022 compared to 20 in 2021. So I think more teams are going to use it. Mm-hmm. And I think the committee is going to continue to monitor it.
We're talking to Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst. What about reviewing roughing the passer?
Roughing the passer is obviously such a big call in the game. 15-yard penalties are game changers. And we've seen over the last several years, we've seen some calls last year, Grady Jackson on Tom Brady, which the league came out and said wasn't a foul. And it makes sense to explore if you have this technology and you have the video. We are so far away from the original premise of replay. And I can still hear George Young, when I was a young intern, talking about replay and talking about once the camel's tent is camel's nose is under the tent. And I had no idea what he was talking about, but I know now it's once you open that door, right, it's just going to fling wide open and we're going to start reviewing everything. And I do think there's an opportunity, though, with roughing the passer and maybe hits on defenseless players to find some objective elements that you could look at in review and get some of these calls. You know, there's not a ton of missed calls, but when they are incorrect and they do impact a game so drastically, I think you got to figure out a way to get those fixed.
It feels like the last couple of seasons there's been a point of emphasis that we're not going to call holding, we're going to call holding, we're going to call pass interference, we're not going to. What is the point or points of emphasis you think that refs are going to be focusing on?
I think there's a couple. I think, you know, roughing the passer certainly is one. I think the use of helmet rule is one where last year there were only four called all year. And this, again, is a health and safety rule. Four calls made on the field, but there were 229 fines and warning letters combined. So when you think about that gap, okay, what's happening in the game where the officials really can't see this, but we're picking it up on tape. So I think the league looked at and the committee looked at that rule. They added some language. There was language in the unnecessary roughness rule talking about you can't use your helmet to butt, spear, or ram your opponent. So they added that to the use of helmet rule to try to give the officials more clarification. So I think those fouls will go up on the field. I don't think, again, it's not like we're going to see one a game. But when you talk about a significant player safety rule, and there were only four, not in a week, all year, I think that's where the league sees that as an issue, and we have to kind of get the officials more. We got to give them more information so they can make that call.
It feels like we're always talking about the officials. They need to be full-time, that this is their full-time job. Are we getting closer to that, where the requirement is going to be that you can't be a lawyer? You can't be this in the offseason. You are an official. And certainly with, you know, the advent of gambling, of getting the call right, and how much that can that help you get the call, you know, more correct, more often?
It's interesting. I was talking to one of our officials that we had in the XFL in the spring, last spring, and they were telling me that this was the first year where they worked a full college season. They worked the XFL season and actually worked the USFL season. So they were working almost 10 months, 11 months out of the year. And they said that this was the best they ever felt. They felt like they were on top of it because they were getting those snaps, those reps.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Officials do spend a ton of time during the season. They are full time as much as anybody else. They're looking at film. But again, in the spring, they're not out at practice. They do go to training camps. They do go to OTAs, but maybe it's a couple of days out of the off season. So I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see a push as we continue at, like you said, the gambling and the integrity and all of those things. That if you're going to want a piece of the action, the NFL is going to have to ensure that these games, you know, at least even from just an optic standpoint, our officials are full time. I think it's going to happen at some point.
How does the NFL, can the NFL monitor referees so there isn't an impropriety, that there isn't somebody who got to them to make a call or not make a call during a game?
It's such a big, you think about what happened in the NBA, and that would be a tremendous, tremendous blow to the integrity of the NFL and the officiating department and everything else. So there are controls in place, and this goes back a long time. As long as I've been involved in the NFL, and I go back to the mid-90s, there's companies that work with the NFL that monitor the betting lines. They monitor how lines are affected by calls that are made during the game. The officials go through an exhaustive process just to get to the NFL. Background checks. You're looking at your banking statements, accounts, your business partners, all of your relationships. Before they hire an official in the NFL, NFL security will go to the neighborhood and go door to door and talk to the neighbors. And then it doesn't stop once you're in the NFL, and they continue to look at bank accounts. If you have an official on Friday has $10 in their checking account, and then on Monday they've got $100,000, that's a red flag, right? And so they look at these things and they monitor the lines, because that strikes at the integrity of the game, and it just can't happen.
Before I let you go, the rule that you would remove is what?
The rule that I would remove, I don't know if I would necessarily remove a rule. I think I would add a rule. I do think, we talked about replay earlier, I do think if we're going to go down this path of reviewing plays, I think we need to review defenseless player, hits on defenseless players. I think we need to give the officials an opportunity. If the game is so fast and it happens, we see it every week, we see it every game, where these calls – and the officials are getting one look at it from their perspective, they may get blocked out. So I think if we can give them more tools, I think that's something that I would be in favor of, you know, adding a little bit more to replay, not going too far. I don't think we want to review everything, but those game-changing 15-yard penalties, I think we can correct those.
What about fumbling the ball out of the end zone?
Yeah. You know, we actually did that in the spring league in the XFL. We said if you fumble the ball out of the end zone, you get to put the ball back at the spot of the fumble. And it didn't happen until the last game of the year. And we brought it back to the spot of the fumble, and we thought everybody was going to celebrate that. And some people were happy. Other people were like, why isn't that a touchback? And the problem, it was a player. He was about at the six-yard line and started to celebrate a little bit early. And he got hit from behind. The ball went through the opponent's end zone. And there was no real repercussions. And so I like that being a touchback. I get it when the running back is just reaching for the goal line and just happens to fumble it at the last second and it hits the pylon. But I think the goal line, the end zone, that's sacred ground. I think you should have some penalty if you fumble into the end zone.
How do the officials get out of a stadium? Is there a police escort?
Great question. Great question. Yes, the officials have security. So whatever, wherever they go, they have a security person that is assigned to them that will get them. They come on a van. It's not like they have their own individual cars. They come in one van. Security, they come into right where the players come in, where the coaches come in, those entrances. They have that security person or team that's assigned to them that will get them from the van, walk them to the locker room, be with them whenever they need to. If the referee has to go to the visiting team locker room or the home team locker room, escort them, and the same thing out of the stadium, and they get them to the van. And in many cases, they have a police escort out of the perimeter of the stadium to get them on their way to either the hotel or the airport.
Wow. Great stuff. Dean, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you during the season.
You got it, Dan. Thanks.
Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst, former NFL VP of officiating.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.